This is a Fox News alert. Ukrainians defend Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Holding off Russian troops trying to take control of the capital city.
Over the past couple of hours, we've heard some shelling in the distance, but no massive assault. There have been so many predictions about this war, including one for last night when the president of Ukraine said that that's the night. The Russians are going to try and take the capital. Let's hold firm. That big push from the Russian side didn't come.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. Ukraine's President Zelensky posting a video on social media with some of his cabinet members.
We are all here. Our soldiers are here. The citizens are here. And we are here. We defend our independence. That's how it'll go.
A senior intelligence official has told Fox News President Zelensky has refused a U.S. offer to evacuate he and his family to safety, reportedly saying, "I need ammunition, not a ride." With ominous rhetoric from Vladimir Putin continuing, NATO taking precaution.
The Defensive Alliance, for the first time in its history, has mobilized its response force. It's a defensive group of up to 40,000 troops. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced 7,000 U.S. troops are deploying to Europe. Those Americans are expected to join that NATO response force. NATO says it has 100 warplanes on high alert. American Apache helicopter gunships are also arriving in Latvia and in Poland.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Pentagon making good on his promise to pick a woman of color. President Biden announcing Friday appeals court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who's stepping down in June. Judge Jackson had a message for the justice she once clerked for.
The members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Wall Street shaking off war jitters on Friday. The Dow adding 835 points. NASDAQ up 221 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
New polling finds continued widespread dissatisfaction with Congress.
The latest Fox News nationwide poll of registered voters finds that a majority of people have a negative view of how government is working for them. 40% are dissatisfied, with those in the satisfied and angry categories coming in at 27%. Almost 7 in 10 disapprove of Congress's job performance, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi getting 61% unfavorable and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with 62% unfavorable. Favorable views of former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden are at 45% and 43% respectively, more positive than congressional leaders in the eyes of the voters. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A New York man has been convicted of making deadly threats against a U.S. senator and two Fox News personalities. Military veteran Ricky Johnson convicted by a jury Thursday in Manhattan federal court of threatening a federal official and making interstate threats. He was acquitted on one count of threatening a public official. Prosecutors say he posted videos online early last year threatening to kill Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Fox News hosts Greg Gutfeld and Laura Ingraham. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in late May. Some potentially hopeful signs Friday in the baseball negotiations.
Officials from Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association met for 6 hours Friday with a newcomer in the fold as MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made his first appearance down in Florida this week, meeting with owners as well as having a one-on-one with Players Union Chief Tony Clark. Now, this seemed to move things onto a better path as there was progress in favor of a player-backed proposal for the amateur draft and forthcoming lottery system. The negotiations will enter a sixth straight day at Roger Dean Stadium on Saturday, but the time crunch is on with MLB's deadline of Monday for a new collective bargaining agreement in order to avoid a shortened season. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.